Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Love Can Change You and the World. God creates with love. Created or uncreated love, what's the difference? There are two kinds of love, created and uncreated. Created love is the love that is part of our emotions when we are born. Uncreated love is God. When God created Adam and Eve, He created them in His own image. They were pure love because God is pure love. They were spiritual, not carnal. When they rebelled against God and ate of the tree of good and evil, they changed. There are good fruits and bad fruits. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23 will tell you about what the good fruits are. And Galatians 5, 19 to 21 will tell you what the bad fruits are. If one can attain this kind of love, the uncreated love of God, they would be able to help change the world because there would not be any kind of hate in them forever. The vibrations of this kind of love emanating from them is so powerful, others have an awareness of it, and they feel it in their heart. This love is so powerful, it breaks down all negativity. The Holy Spirit that was with them could not be with them any longer because of the sin they had committed. Their carnal eyes opened and their spiritual eyes closed. The sad thing about what happened was that they were no longer in the image of God. If we were to say that in our carnal state we were the image of God, that would bring God down to our level and limiting God. It's not a wise thing to do, because you cannot put a limit on God. He is the great I Am. Bless His heart and soul. The created love is of the flesh. There are different aspects of this love. You could love someone or something one minute and hate them or it the next minute. It is not pure love. God is unchangeable, and therefore His love is unchangeable. When one has the love of God, the love that God gives us within, there is no concern for oneself. His only concern is God and His fellow man. Created love only loves the things of the flesh and the world. The uncreated love of God is pure. It is spiritual, and the way to receive this love is by making that journey with Jesus. As it says in Mark 8, verse 34. Follow Jesus with your cross. Be circumcised by Him. Nail your flesh to the cross, and die in the Lord. For your soul will be tested in the fire and the dross burned off, as it says in 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Now you become a new creation, as it states in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. The Lord knows when we are ready to go through each of these stages as we follow Him. The one thing we need to do is prove to God that we can keep His commandments. We must love the Lord with all our mind, all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength. Jesus gave us a new commandment which says, love one another as I love you. John 13, verse 34. Once one becomes a new creation, he will be connected to God once again because his soul will be purified by the fire of God's love, and the Holy Spirit will abide with him forever. John 14, verse 16. And you will be on a journey back to